You're listening to WMUK. Road salt is polluting Michigan's urban lakes and streams. Salt may even be what caused lead to get into Flint's drinking water. People are looking for solutions, as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports.
Salt is certainly the most popular way to keep ice off of the roads in big cities, but there are alternatives. Carla Koretsky is a geosciences professor at Western Michigan University and is leading a project to study salt in small Michigan lakes. She says, unfortunately, every de-icer has its downsides. Take sand, for example.
You know, in addition to the problem of turbidity and sediment in the lakes, when you drive over sand, a lot of the fine particles go in the atmosphere. That can be a real problem for people with respiratory ailments. There are problems with respect to damage of the roads, so it's more expensive in terms of having to, you know, kind of clear it at the end of the season and potentially also having the lifetime of a road be less. So that's very expensive as well. So sand is not a terrific alternative, although it is relatively inexpensive.
Koretsky says other de-icers are less effective or more expensive than salt, and many of them still pollute lakes and streams in one way or another. Some experts say Michigan should still use salt, just use less of it. The Michigan Department of Transportation is currently working on a project to reduce runoff from the state's roads and use salt more efficiently. Hal Zwang manages MDOT's stormwater program.
We've done studies to try to determine the best speed for the trucks to operate when they spread salt on the road to try to minimize the amount of it that just bounces and scatters off the road. We pre-wet the salt, which helps it stick to the road surface when it goes down rather than have it scatter as much. And we also add accelerants, chemicals to the salt to help it start acting faster and dissolve on the roadway surface. Ultimately, we want it to stay on the roadway. We want it to do its job and not end up with a lot of excess to get washed away.
But de-icing expert Mark Cornwell says the state could be doing more. Cornwell worked in the ice control business for about 6 years before starting Sustainable Salting Solutions, LLC. Now he helps cities and towns around the country manage their road salt. Cornwell says using more salt brine would reduce the amount of salt on the roads and save cities money. He says salt brine, salt dissolved in water, only uses about 120 pounds of salt per lane mile. That would save about 3,800 pounds of salt per year in Michigan.
Solid salt doesn't melt anything. It basically has to come in contact with water, pull heat out of the pavement, and start to create brine. So in some instances, that can be a challenge. And so by kind of going around that phase of the solid to liquid, you're into it a more immediate effect.
Newer salt trucks would also help. Cornwell says MDOT has been forced to use old equipment that doesn't place salt on the roads as precisely as newer models. You can hear the first part of our series on road salt pollution on our website, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.